In the beginning, I'm going to be very honest. In the beginning, when I met the Lord, I had the fellowship of Jesus. Now, I was a Muslim. I could never imagine in my wildest dream that I could meet God on earth, in my heart, in my dreams, that He would really, truly reveal Himself to me beyond what was written about Him. In the beginning, when I had the fellowship of Jesus, fellowship of joy, fellowship of finding Him, fellowship of walking with Him, the mystery was revealed to me. You know, for years I waited, but I would say for more than 20 years I waited to have fellowship with God, and God was a mystery for me. And in January 21st, 2000, through my Lord Jesus and with the help of Holy Spirit and His grace, that mystery was revealed to me. And oh my God, the joy that I had, the mystery being revealed to me, and then having fellowship with God. And then as I walked with God, fast forward 24 years now, right? 23 and a half, almost 24 years. Because I have been introduced to the fellowship of His suffering, then, and then the mystery of His suffering was not revealed to me yet, hasn't been revealed to me. I kind of, in the beginning, when I had fellowship with Jesus 24 years ago, I would tell everybody about Jesus. But now, to a degree, I'm slowing down in me telling others about this Jesus, because I'm saying, oh, let me wait until the mystery of the suffering and the fellowship of His suffering, the mystery of His suffering is revealed to me, then I could go tell all people about Him. But as you know and I know, that's not right. Don't get me wrong, still we, through our TV program and the satellite, we talk a lot about Jesus, we invite people, we are very involved. But the fire I used to have to introduce people to Jesus, it's not that hot anymore. Why? Because the mystery of the suffering hasn't been revealed to me yet. Again, one of the reasons that the disciples and apostles, you know, let's just picture them. When Jesus went on the cross and He was nailed to the cross, they all ran away. They were not telling anybody about Jesus. They went back fishing. When Jesus came back and revealed the mystery of His suffering, they saw even the mystery of resurrection. It wasn't just the suffering, but the resurrection also. And they were so encouraged, and they said, you know what, we're going to suffer for this. I don't care. We're going to go tell everybody. Someone like me, for 23 and a half years, most of my 23 years of walking with Jesus was almost like being crucified with Christ, to a degree, in my own life. The mystery of the resurrection has not been revealed to me yet. And I'm just talking here. And I asked the Lord to, previously we prayed and we asked the Lord to help us to embrace the mystery of the suffering. But then you don't always stay on the cross. You embrace your cross. You embrace the death on the cross. We embrace it. We don't complain. We die. Then it comes, boom, comes resurrection. I am not there yet, I'm being honest. I love my life, I love Jesus. I feel great inside, but still I'm nailed on the cross. Still I have not walked in the full resurrection and the power of His resurrection and the joy of the resurrection of Christ in me. I'm still in the fellowship of his suffering. I haven't walked in the fellowship of his resurrection yet. I would love to taste that. I would love to walk in the fellowship of his resurrection. But until then, I'm going to, with the help of Holy Spirit, I will embrace even the mystery of the fellowship of his suffering and the mystery of the pain that I carry and the mystery of the pain that I carry for my loved one and, believe me, for the world, not just for Iran, for the world. I do carry to a degree the pain that humanity faces. I cannot be ignorant toward their pain. I carry it. But until the mystery of his resurrection and his resurrection was revealed in me, until then, I will embrace anything that comes toward me. But man, oh man, to embrace the resurrected Christ, I have been embracing the Christ that is still on the cross. I've been looking at the cross, Christ that still is nailed on the cross. And I'm still nailed on the cross in many aspects of my life. And I don't want anybody to take me off the cross. I don't want anybody to remove those nails. No. But I do want to pass through this and be resurrected. Resurrected and resurrected in Christ and Christ in me. I have been resurrected in Christ, but I want Christ to be resurrected in me. I could feel it. You and I, we are seated in heavenly places. But the question is, does Christ seat, resurrected Christ seat in our heart, in the depth of us? That's Christ being resurrected in us. You and I, we have been resurrected in him because we died with him. But has he been resurrected in you and me? Not in me yet. I love him. I feel him. I have his Holy Spirit. But still, I know the Christ that was crucified and still is there in my own life. Then in that sense, I pray for all of us, that as we have been resurrected in Christ, Christ would be resurrected in us. Let's say it three times. As I have been crucified in Christ, he would be resurrected in us. As I have been resurrected in Christ, he would be resurrected in us. As we have been resurrected in Christ, he would be resurrected in us. It's not just this magical word that we are praying. We are seeing it to a degree, and I'm processing it in front of you guys. Be resurrected in me, Lord Jesus, as you have been crucified in me too. As I have known the fellowship of your suffering, allow me to know the fellowship of your resurrection and the fellowship of your joy. And the fellowship of your authority and power, that dunamis power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, beautiful one. Come be resurrected in me.